Well, today is a very special anniversary for the Conservative Party. The economy had been sliding into recession during the final months of Margaret Thatcher's spell in power, and the recession deepened during 1991 and continued until the end of 1992. The Tories had slipped behind Labour in the opinion polls during 1989, and the gap widened in 1990. But within only 2 months of John Major taking over as Prime Minister, the Tories had returned to the top of the opinion polls. The Labour Party and its leader, Neil Kinnock, made endless calls for an election throughout 1991. But John Major held out and decided not to call the election until the 9th of April 1992. During this time, the Tories and Labour had exchanged places at the top of the opinion polls on numerous occasions. By the end, or at the time of the election, most opinion polls were showing a slim Labour lead, which most observers predicted would translate into a hung parliament or a narrow Labour victory at the election. Major took his campaign onto the streets, delivering many addresses from an upturned soap box. This is the famous soap box, which apparently the Tory party is currently looking for in the archives. Of course, they're bringing back John Major to fight this particular election. The approach stood in contrast to the Labour Party's seemingly slicker campaign, and it chimed with the electorate, along with hard-hitting negative campaigning, advertising focusing on the issue of Labour's approach to taxation. John Major won in excess of 14 million votes, the highest popular vote recorded by a British political party in a general election. However, this translated into a reduced majority of 21 seats. This is the craziness, not of the first-past-the-post system, but the craziness of the size of the constituencies. It was enough to form a government, but it had a very small majority. The Tory election win led to the resignation of Neil Kinnock as Labour leader, with the appointment of John Smith as his successor. I was still in school then. That was a long, long, long time ago. So there we have the anniversary on this day in 1992. John Major called the election.